This isn't working. Hello?
I can hear it. Your probably headphones aren't on.
Feeling around for it. I can't feel it.
Maybe try taking it off.
Hello? Oh, God.
Oh, it was just turned off.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like me when I see you.
Damn. Boom. Roasted.
Crazy. Oh, the camera's rolling?
And boom goes the dynamite. Yeah.
So I get my joke?
You think you're funny, huh?
Yeah, I think I'm hilarious.
Oh.
I think you're hilarious too, Tara.
Thanks, Jared. I think your smile is beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Are we just rolling into this?
Yeah.
I don't want to just roll into this on her coming up top.
And there's the competitiveness.
I'm not competitive. I just...
What honestly, are you talking about?
Whoa, that was crazy. I'm not competitive.
What are you
Girl.
Guys talking about? What, in what way am I competitive if you guys had to pick something?
Just right there. I don't want to start with this, with her being on top.
I love being on top.
I know. That's the only way you can finish. I mean, what's up, guys? And don't say that's not true. What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 190?
Yeah, 190. Holy also, God. Wait, Zach, how do you know that?
Exactly. Of Dropouts Podcast.
He knows that because I overshare.
Yeah. Trust me. Hit the intro music right now or I will snap your neck, little Alyssa.
That was just... Usually you have like tasteful covered threats.
I realized that. That's why people don't take me seriously is my threats aren't direct enough. Like it's, Alyssa, I'll, you know...
I think they're pretty direct.
Thank you.
Well, that one was.
That one was great. Like you knew what to do when I was like, when I said I'll break your neck, you were like, yeah, I should probably do what this guy says because I don't want a broken neck. Correct?
I don't think you'll break my neck, but I think they're direct.
Okay. What would you like me to break on you?
Nothing.
Thank you. And that's a wholesome woman. Stop looking at yourself on the phone. Okay?
It's because I had to take my headphones off in the beginning and then I was like, I fixed my hair underneath it and then I realized my hair was messed up.
Hey. I've been meaning to kind of tell you something.
Oh my God, it's finally happening. What? Is he crying?
I've wanted to tell you this for a long time and you know you're so special to me. You know that, right?
Of course.
And saying this out loud might invoke a reaction of, I just don't want it to ruin what we already have. And if this gets weird, we can go back to what it was.
Okay.
Can you promise me that?
Yeah. Why is he crying?
So I can tell you something?
Yeah.
If you're not subscribed to the Patreon, you're missing out because you get 15 to 20 minutes of extra footage after each podcast. You get the podcast early. We do a giveaway. We just gave away Xbox and blah, blah, blah. And we do drunk episodes. We just did a drunk episode with Tara. Here is the drunk episode. Here's a clip.
Sriracha's almost here.
Hey, don't be racist, man.
I'm not. I read it wrong.
Extra. Yeah. Just eat here.
No, yeah, right here. That's
chiz.
What do you say? No what?
No chiz. I've never heard Alyssa laugh like this in my life.
Jared's blocking two cameras. maybe three cameras.
Okay, who got what sauce?
I got mild.
I got hot, brother. What sauces are there?
You just got a lot of hot.
I didn't get hot. I got mild.
Brother, I'll order some hot if I can get some hot.
You didn't get mild.
I ordered 2 miles.
Brother, just a little bit. Brother.
Hey, man.
Brother, just a little bit hot. I can get started on this. Brother.
Pick one.
Hey, my brother needs hot sauce.
Oh, you got hot sauce?
No. Brother, just a little bit hot. I can get this whole train rolling.
That's right. I just goofed you. I fake cried so you could come on the Patreon.
Zach Justice is a psychopath.
I'm not a psychopath.
Sociopath.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm sorry. I apologize.
So if you're not on the Patreon, I will take you like this and I'll lift you up. This is your little head. I'll lift you up and then I'll go over somewhere big and tall and I'll go like this and then I'll look over with no remorse. Something to think about. And and your dad, if he's in your life, I'll get him out of it.
Also with the Patreon, we hit our goal, which means Zach will joining us for the drunk episode and actually drinking.
Chill.
And we're talking about blackout.
Wait,
drunk.
I don't have to be blackout drunk.
You have to be. That's what you say every time.
I didn't say blackout
no
drunk.
No way. Zach, you guys hit it?
We hit it. So Zach
congratulations,
will be getting
everyone
blackout drunk on the next drunk episode.
Shut up.
I'm getting queasy thinking about it. Let's just move on.
Who's going to be there?
What if I develop an alcohol? You know there's a lot of alcoholics.
I get to be there? Wait.
Yeah, of course.
You know there's a lot of alcoholics in my family. I was thinking about making an event of it. We have like a bunch of people come over for Zach's drunk night.
I was going to say we should go out after, but if you want to have people over, that's... Yeah.
Just people I trust.
I was going to say, let's go to Barney's. Like, I'm going to place him somewhere drunk and just watch.
It would be pretty funny to have a hidden camera on me and just let me go.
Wait.
Oh, we
let's
could
do
so
it.
Do that.
We have to do that. We have to put a hidden camera on you at Barney's. And you know what's funny too? It's because like, I feel like people like us, right? But, people who drink in public one second.
Barney's is the local bar that we go to just for the people that don't live in LA, obviously.
Oh, yeah. People like us who have gotten drunk in public and have experienced it, we have, you know, since we were younger, maneuvered our way and like learned how to deal with it.
Yeah.
He has no idea. Uh-uh. The public, just how different it is to drink privately in your home versus publicly when there's like attractive people around or like...
That happens when you're drunk?
Or hard drugs around.
A lot more attractive people when you're drunk.
Oh, yeah. Drunk goggles?
Everybody, even...
Yeah.
So you've been attracted to Jared when you're drunk, Alyssa?
I haven't been around you guys when I'm like drunk, ever, I don't think. I've been very, like, trust me. No, I can get really bad.
Yo, calm down. Take the reins. She's like, no. You, like, I can't. Sometimes I don't breathe.
You were pretty drunk that one night.
Which night?
Yeah.
It's like two Fridays ago. I feel like you were pretty drunk. You were like turning around, like chatting with everyone. I was
pretty
like, oh,
much
Jared's drunk.
Every Friday.
Yeah.
If Jared is.
And that's drunk. Oh, no, that's not the drunkest I've seen you. The drunkest I've seen you is the Patreon episode.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, that's one of my favorite clips. when you wouldn't give everybody the Taco Bell stuff.
You were just standing here with your butt towards the camera. You were like, who has this? And he's like, I have mild or something like that.
Jump cut. Are you feeling yummy today? Be honest.
No.
Okay. What's going on?
Wait, yeah. What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong. I think I just had a long night and I'm tired.
You had a long night. Of course. Let's start there.
Dude, you have the most shit eating grin on your face right now.
Dude, you know what's so funny? When I was hanging out last night, I was like, the next day, I was like, I know I'm gonna be tired tomorrow and I'm gonna get an earful from Zach. I literally sat there and I said that. I was like, I'm gonna get a fucking earful on this podcast tomorrow.
Welcome to the club you start to rethink all of the decisions you make in your life because of what Zach is gonna say.
That's literally the only reason I was like, Zach's gonna fucking have a field day tomorrow.
I would love to see you weasel your way out of this and just see what you make up that you did last night. So let's start with, what did you do last night?
I hung out with a friend.
Okay, cool. Girlfriend, guy friend?
Guy friend.
Guy friend. You guys were what? Just playing video? What do you guys?
I watched a movie.
Oh, nice. What movie was it?
War Dogs.
If you can't remember the movie.
And what happens at the end of War Dogs?
Something about guns.
Yep.
They didn't make it past the synopsis of the movie.
Right?
Yeah, it's something about guns.
Yeah. The guns were, you know, like doggy style for war dogs. So, but you weren't, of course.
No. You were watching.
I can't do anything in my free time without literally airing my business out on the podcast. What if I was literally genuinely just like hanging out with Jared and we watched War Dogs last night and we were just talking and I couldn't pay attention to
the
movie.
Notice how you say what if? That's your hypothetical.
I'm just saying, like, what if that was the case?
Is that the case?
You don't.
I would have loved to watch War Dogs.
Yeah, you didn't
night.
Invite Jared. Why didn't you invite Jared? It sounded like it was just a friendly get together.
You don't know my friend.
Does he know you?
What do you mean?
I mean, could he read you inside and out? Like, are you guys pretty close? I'm asking questions. You know, trying to get to know you.
I don't like this podcast.
Yes, ma'am.
I feel like I want to cut that out.
Wait, that's we were insinuating. That's a fun.
Okay, it was, can I clear something up really quick?
Yes.
No one believes Zach ever. Okay.
No one already does.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Because like that could have been just wholesomely watching War Dogs, and I just have bad memory.
You can't say that could have been.
It was.
You could easily just be like, just be like, hey, that's what we did.
That's what we did. I went with wait. Hold on.
Yeah.
Me trying to think of a lie. I hung out with a friend last night and we watched a movie and you're making a huge deal out of it because I came home tired this morning.
You didn't have to include that.
Well, you said, oh, do you feel yummy? I was like, no, I'm really tired. I had a night last night. I was just exhausted. This doesn't look good on me at all.
How about we switch? Let's get out of here. Let's play a game.
Okay.
You want to play a game? Alyssa!
What'd you do last night?
She let the liquor talk.
Data brokers steal your information and sell it to spammers, scammers, and anyone that's looking to target you. Your full name, address, health records, it's all out there.
You're telling me this is all just out there right now? No!
Use Aura to sponsor this podcast. We do, and you should too. Aura shows me which data brokers are selling my information and automatically submits opt-out requests for me. Not only does this reduce the amount of spam I get, but it protects me from hackers who could use the information to access my social media accounts, bank accounts, and other sensitive information. I also get other features like antivirus, VPN, password management, parental controls, identity theft insurance, plus more without having to download several different apps all at one affordable price. You may already have one or two of these tools, but not having Aura is like locking the front door and leaving the back door wide open. So if you want Aura, go to aura.com/dropoutspodcast to get a 2-week free trial and see how much of your data's already been stolen. Aura, thanks for sponsoring this podcast.
What game do you want to play?
Whoa.
There were some sexual undertones there.
Wait, no. Where the fuck is my fucking step stool?
Oh, we have a surprise for you.
There we go.
Okay, don't demand things. Be like, I would love
You're
to have a step
like
stool.
It. Why?
Okay, let's calm down.
So for our audio listeners, she can't reach the ground because height.
I love it.
Well, it's a little too tall.
It's beautiful.
It's a little too tall, so you could put your feet out like this way, though.
Wait, that's so perfect. Wait, why wouldn't I like it? I thought it was going to be like something that said like Miss Poopy on it or something.
No,
I just don't want to like make it dirty.
Okay. This is just for you.
Yeah, that is your stool.
Yeah. Okay, do you feel better now?
I do, because I have the choice now to like.
And what have we always said?
Thank you.
Oh, no, I'm not your parent.
Choose.
I was just saying like choice. Anyway, let's cut to a game. Alyssa, it is your turn to determine what game we're playing. We've been waiting. Okay. We're playing Smash or Pass?
Smash or Pass.
This is 2016.
I'm excited. I like this game.
But who are we smashing or passing?
It's emo edition.
Emo edition.
Yay! Wait, where's Jake and Johnny? I feel like they would have like loved this.
Oh, they're on the list.
They're come on in, boys. Would you rather do one with Jake or Johnny? We only have one other seat.
Does either way.
Next week we're gonna have either Jake or Johnny, depending if Tara will ask them.
Okay, so this is you're gonna see a regular person.
Whoa, like a regular normal. Person.
Oh, and then you see them emo.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Ooh. Seems a little targeted towards
exciting.
I want to say, by the way, I don't like in my head when I think of emo, it's like Johnny. It's not like just alternative guy. Like you know gotcha. What I mean? Like it's not my type. My type isn't emo. I like actually like more like a punk rock vibe than
so
I do.
So you don't
an emo
like
vibe.
Johnny? You find Johnny disgusting? It's a little rude.
No, not at all. Like I think Johnny's a very cute guy, but it's just not my. He's just not my type.
Oh, yeah, same. Mostly because I like women. But if I didn't, Johnny would be my number one.
Really?
Maybe.
I'm just wondering.
Oh, dear Sydney, Maria, Sweeney. Count me in.
Smash.
Okay. This isn't the game. I don't think this is the game.
Oh, okay.
Well,
but smash.
Right. Okay. Smash.
Oh, my God. I think I'd smash even harder.
Smash. Oh, wow. Look at that kiss. I love the kiss mark right there. That's so cute.
I like the tattoo.
I like the lip ring for some reason.
There's a lip ring?
Yeah.
God, I'm so blind.
Oh my gosh.
I think she needs to go through a little phase.
What?
She needs her heart broken twice and then get back together and then he breaks it again.
Zach, what tattoo were you referring to?
What you talking about?
Huh?
Why is my hand up?
you're like.
Yeah, because I was trying to cover so I could see your face.
Honestly, she looks good with black hair and bangs.
Oh my God.
Which is like not usually like a thing for like people who are blonde. They don't usually look, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because they have like lighter features and stuff.
Yeah, but she looks great.
I want to forget who I was with her. I want to take
I want to have an
name.
Existential crisis with her.
Oh my gosh. I want to not love my family because of her. I don't even know what that means. But she can make me do things I don't want to do.
Okay.
That was awesome.
Harry Styles.
Oh.
Right.
It's funny.
I feel
because,
like I'm not going to like this.
Because you usually like the alternative. I don't think he's very alternative.
He was. I feel like he was in like a rock star era for a while.
Was that?
Like between 2016 and 2018.
Was that the album where?
It was the first album. It was like.
He was like long, the bathwater?
Yeah. It was like long hair Harry during One Direction. And then when he cut, like when he like left One Direction, I think he was still in his like rock star era a little bit.
You should.
Long hair Harry is like my era.
Be a professor at college for a very specific.
Dude,
genre.
Like if I taught Harry Styles 101.
Oh, that could absolutely be
a
class. I
feel like that's a thing.
No, my college had like Harry Potter 101. Like it was.
What?
You could
what millennial made that?
Like you could legitimately take a college course. It was only one credit, but you could take a college course
I would do
on Harry Potter.
On Harry Styles. I feel like I could teach that class.
What about Harry Styles in Harry Potter? Go ahead.
Mm-mm. I don't like his eye. What happened to his eyebrows?
He looks like my aunt that got ran through by a waiter who has a drug problem.
Just wait, go back really quick. His eyebrows, like go forward. What's with the eyebrows?
Oh, they got so thick.
Yeah, I think he's hot. without the eyebrows.
You know, if you saw that guy at Barney's, though, you would.
Oh, I'd go up.
You'd look at me and be like, "I want to throw up on him." I'm like, "What does that mean? I just want him to feel all of me."
No, you're right. You're right. Smash.
You know who he kind of reminds me of in that?
Gerard Way.
I was gonna say Youngblood.
Oh.
For whatever reason, he reminds me of Anne Hathaway. You guys getting that?
No, not at
just
all.
Just you, babe. Just you.
Okay.
Okay.
Jacob Elordi.
Okay.
Okay.
No.
He kind of looks like Frankenstein.
He's a little, I feel like he's too big.
Yeah, he's, that always cracks me up whenever I, in the gym, I see a really like rock star alternative emo guy, but they're just buff as shit. It is the weirdest kind of like contradiction in my head to see. And that's what I think
that's
is going
on there.
That vibe.
Yeah, I agree.
He looks like he's, Rocky Horror Picture Show. He does look like he got cast in that.
Yeah.
Just for his clout, though.
I think it's the, again, the eyebrows. Why are they making the eyebrows thick?
Is that a thing in the alternative community?
No. Okay. I feel like it's, if anything, it's thin. I don't know why.
I'm sorry about that. We should have. Alyssa, you want to apologize?
Wait, who is that?
Who is this?
Madeline Klein.
I'm so sorry. Who's that?
Oh.
She was in Outer Banks.
Have you ever heard of the term a delight?
I'm
That's
sorry.
What she is.
Okay. She's beautiful. I just don't know who
Thank
she
you.
Is.
Different route this one.
Ooh.
I'm kind of here for it.
I like it.
Well, Jared, this is your type,
this
though.
This is my type,
This
yeah.
is your type?
Yeah.
Jared used to have a crush on, you remember Emma Norton? Not remember, she's still our friend.
really?
I thought she was attractive, because this is my
you
type.
You said she's a personified arachnid, and you wouldn't mind getting spun up in that web, is just what I heard.
I wish I was that creative with my writing. That's fantastic.
I hope she sees this.
Oh,
she
knows? No, we're good.
Oh, she knows.
We're friends.
No, we're friends.
She's in a committed relationship now.
And I love Marcus. He's sick.
Yeah, I'd say that too if my back was against the wall and also Marcus could beat
He's
me
a military
up.
Man.
Marcus is?
Oh, wait, don't put that in. I don't know if people know that.
Is that
I don't think that's
fighting for our freedom's a dark
no,
thing.
No, but maybe he doesn't talk about it online. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
We'll double check that.
Okay, I'll double check.
Yeah, we'll see if he's a war hero or not.
No, like, I mean, whatever, dude. I can't say anything without Tom Holland.
Timothy Chalamet.
I could not. Oh,
no, my. No.
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah. Also,
yeah, he looks
that
like
neck tattoo is no.
Oh, you don't like the tongue thing?
That really, that's a no for you.
On the neck?
1000% you would be
all over that.
You'd be snailing around a local bar for him. Just leaving a trail.
No, I wouldn't. I don't think Tom Holland is attractive without this, even. He's not my type. I think he's very funny and very talented, but he's just not my type.
Is he too posh for you?
I think so. Yeah. Dude. His face screams preppy. You know what I mean?
They lose the Revolutionary War
oh
and this.
Oh my God.
What's that?
But my heart just fluttered a little bit.
That is Jared's actual celebrity. That is Hailee Steinfeld.
Oh, you love her too.
Huh?
You love her too.
I think she's really funny.
Oh.
It's the hairstyle for me, honestly. You know what? I don't think she looks good with black hair.
She looks like the girl from American Pickers.
What's that?
For all the 50-year-olds watching who watch American Pickers, this looks like the receptionist.
That is so spot on.
But man. Wait, go back for a second. My goodness.
All day.
Like, she just has married. Such healthy hair. Like, you can just tell she is a
What are we, in a Pantene commercial?
She probably is.
Like
I'd hire her.
That's like a 1930s thing, like, compliment. Like, you have such healthy hair.
She does. I mean, she has a glow about her that feels like she's whole on the inside, if that makes sense.
She does look, like, very, like, a good person.
She looks
angelic. Like, she doesn't look like she would, like, I don't know. She
emotionally looks like astute? Is that too far to say?
No, I understand what you mean.
Yeah, yeah,
she
yeah,
looks
yeah.
very like, just like, oh my God, I think I'm in love. I feel like she's like, she just looks like angelic and like motherly and like, I don't know how to explain it. Like very like she could be a wife.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yes.
That is.
I just imagine bringing her to Thanksgiving.
Yeah. She's very girl next door. Very girl next door.
No one's focusing
Can't
on
relate.
The turkey. Mm-mm. They're just focusing on her.
I really hope Josh Allen's treating her well. Morgan Freeman.
Why is he so threatening?
I love him. He's gone.
This is him emo?
No. Okay. Wait, he's hot.
Wait, wait,
he's hot.
Have you seen House of the Dragon?
Oh my God.
If he had white hair, he would look sick as hell.
Wait,
this is him.
Morgan Freeman's hot.
Wait.
Holy shit.
The fucking twist of the century here.
Oh my God.
You trying to Morgan that Freeman? He looks
snail
like...
Snail trail on this bench now.
Yes,
for Morgan Freeman.
Don't worry. We got new stain remover. The thing about him is...
Holy crap.
Couldn't you get lost in his eyes if you were in a ship, I'd say,
oh, look, very,
45 feet away from him throwing cannonballs at each other?
Yeah, that is. This is very Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh my gosh, does he have it.
It's the eyeliner.
It's the eyeliner, but it's also
holy
the look.
Holy shit. Why do I have a crush on Morgan Freeman?
I think you do.
Why does he look like he also has the best tails, it seems. He has tails from at sea.
Oh my God. I wish we could go back in time like 15 years and cast, like show the casting director for Pirates of the Caribbean this.
Well, no, Johnny
that's
Jack.
How I know that.
No. Like he's like the bad guy, you know?
Okay, yeah.
Like that
Wait,
would be.
Morgan Freeman's hot.
I like him to be the bad guy that has a redemption arc that I love at the end. I don't know why. And he really gets the girl. Is that okay?
Can I be the girl?
can I volunteer as tribute?
Me. Okay, do you have any acting ability?
Yeah.
Well, but how are you going to be the girl in the pirate movie? You don't have any booty.
Damn, that was good. That was so quick.
That was really good. And it's funny because it's true.
No. You've got some stuff that people can hold on to back there. You don't diminish yourself. Okay?
Okay.
I know you got a curved crack, but that doesn't mean it's the snack that smiles back.
Goldfish.
Yummy crack.
That was such a wholesome moment for a butt crack joke.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hold on. For whatever reason,
you think it's going to be.
No, you have high hopes from last time.
What do you mean? No. Now that I know that he's going to look like a pirate, but he's going to look like.
No, I think he's going to look like an old rocker guy.
He's going to be a Viking.
No.
Oh,
wait.
It's kind of sick.
I love it.
Him and Morgan Freeman in a band. He's playing bass.
It makes him look younger. Wait, I don't like the face tattoo. Why is there a pair of headphones on his cheek?
No. That's an alien.
I have my glasses on. I'm sorry.
She still thinks it's Morgan Freeman. That's actually someone different.
Dude, he looks like he came straight from the All-American Rejects practice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Wait.
Hot, right?
I'm so blind. I thought that was headphones and it's an alien. I should wear my glasses, dude.
Tate McRae. Now possibly dating the kid Leroy.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga.
Oh my God. That is spot on, Lady Gaga.
She's giving Gaga.
I like that lip piercing.
I'm here for it.
I think I like it. I would change a couple things.
I would change a couple things too.
What would you change?
I think I would change.
I don't like that the shirt's clashing with her hair, but that's not something I can control. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, it has nothing to do with her being emo.
I think I'd
change the lip color maybe.
Really?
If that's okay.
No, again, I think it's clashing with the hair. That's the problem.
Okay. So it's really just the hair.
It's the hair.
If she was black hair, I think.
Yeah.
But again, hello.
Yeah. Okay, Michael B. Jordan.
Okay, this
He's
will
hot.
Be interesting.
That's not emo to me.
Yeah.
That's.
I just don't like his eyebrows again. I don't know why they made his eyebrows like that. I think he's still hot. I just don't like the eyebrows. Like, why are they filled in? Who did that?
Honestly, I think
did
it
do
suits
it all,
him.
But no, he does look sick.
But
I was looking forward to him being a sexy pirate. I think that
you just think every man's going to turn to a pirate now.
Yeah, and I was really.
What if he's like Morgan Freeman's understudy in Pirates? You know,
Smash.
He's like his right hand man. I could see that.
He does look like he can make a mean cappuccino.
He does look like a little hipster, like working out like a
and girl,
like a coffee
make you
shop
hipster
in Silver Lake,
from Pittsburgh.
Like a Silver
in
Lake
Silver
hipster
Lake specifically.
Yeah,
that is so accurate.
Like that guy's for sure at Barney's. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, that's it.
Anticlimactic.
That was probably the best game we've ever played.
I
loved it. Thank you, Alyssa.
Of course.
I think that game just showed us that pretty much everyone needs to go emo.
Just more alternative.
Yeah.
I mean, I already think that.
Yeah.
Not emo. I don't think everyone looks good emo. I think everyone looks good a little bit more alternative because they look more creative.
Yeah. Is there anyone that looks not as good alternative?
I feel like you.
Oh, I would be curious. Damn,
like,
we should have done
wanna,
pictures of
I want to dye, like, I want to dye your hair black and then I don't know.
Is there
If you were to go alternative, I'd want to that's not the route I would go.
Is there
I would
non-
go I would go mullet, like shaved sides, I'd go mustache. Can you
grow
one?
He can't grow a mustache.
You can get one on Amazon.
No, not necessary. And then I would go patchwork tattoos.
Okay.
And then I would go like more like car guy alternative. Less. Does that make sense?
Okay. Car guy, like classic cars.
Yeah. Classic guy alternative, not emo alternative.
Can you turn me into a alternative person?
Yes.
And we do a photo shoot?
Yes.
I feel like he would give similar vibes of Tom Holland. Like what
you saw.
So I don't have it.
I don't know. I feel like you're one of the people that might not look as good like that. You just look cute like this.
Thank you. How cute if you had to put it in a numeric 1 out of 10. Like a 10 being the most.
I'm drinking Gatorade today. So can we just take it easy on Tara?
Yeah. You're kind of going through it. So what are you normally drinking? Is it just tequila?
I'm allergic to tequila. And if you knew me at all, you would know that. I'm a vodka girl.
I'm a vodka girl through and through. Jared alternative, though? I don't know if that...
I could do it, but like I would do it like how I said I'd do him. Okay. Like mullet, mustache.
Well, I'm halfway there already.
Yeah. I think that might be Alyssa's calling.
What?
Black hair baddie.
You think I could see hair? You mm-hmm. being like an alternative.
You black hair with like a little neck tattoo?
I would never do a neck tattoo, well, but you I have find to now, because neck tattoos very attractive.
On men or
do
women?
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't so much. I think there's good ways to go about them and bad ways to go about them. Like when I see them, I'm like, oh, that's a bad neck tattoo. But then when it's a good one, it's a really good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you ever hooked up with anybody with a neck tattoo?
No.
Oh my God.
I haven't.
Maybe you should try. This just seems like you would almost.
Wait.
Okay. Sorry.
Where does neck tattoo begin?
Oh, the neck. We're going to start. It would be.
Like here. Does this count? That's not neck tattoo.
That would be that's a collarbone. Like
okay. Then no.
Can we just go through the list of everyone you've hooked up with and then you rate them from a scale of 1 to 10? For once?
She goes, can we stop talking about my love life?
This isn't love. Unless, or you still
my whore life?
Oh my gosh.
Riddle me this. How much do you think you're paying in subscriptions every month? Okay. The answer, I bet, is probably more than you think. All right. I know when I signed up for our sponsor, Rocket Money, they saved me $500 in subscriptions pretty much instantly.
That's insane. What were you subscribed to?
Dude, I was subscribed to like multiple things, multiples of multiples. Yeah. Dude, the whole thing was just a colossal mess, and Rocket Money cleaned it up instantly.
Who's better than Rocket Money?
Nobody.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills.
I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something that I don't want, I can cancel it with a tap, and I never, ever have to be on the phone with customer service again.
They'll even try to get you a refund for the last couple of months of wasted money and negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is take a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Stop wasting money on things that you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions today by going to rocketmoney.com/dropouts. Again, that is rocketmoney.com/dropouts. Thank you, Rocket Money. So we're sitting here looking at the ad copy that we're supposed to read. One of us. And Skylar's complaining that he cannot read it and needs to go to the optometrist. And this could not be a more perfect ad read for him because ZocDoc can help you find that optometrist.
What is ZocDoc? Tell me a little bit more about it.
Well, Skylar, ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online.
Wait, so I don't have to trust my idiot friends on like who the best... doctor is?
No more idiot friends, no more snake oil salesmen, any of that. Just ZocDoc, you can find the doctor for you.
Well, how do I know about insurance? Like, do they tell me?
You put your insurance in and then it tells you which doctors are in network.
Oh, that's sweet. Yeah.
So if you're looking for your next doctor, the right doctor, or a better doctor, go to ZocDoc.com/dropouts and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Again, that is ZocDoc.com/dropouts. ZocDoc.com/dropouts. Thank you, ZocDoc.
Is that what you'd want your reality show to be called?
No, but I would kill a reality show. Let's be real.
What would the name of it be?
Keeping Up with Yummy.
Like Yummy in my tummy.
Ew.
What?
You know Jared's like gotten off that before.
Dude, come on.
All I'm saying is right before you finished, you went, yummy in my tummy. And you don't know why you said it. Like even you were surprised. You went.
You're like, am I attracted to Tara?
I did see. Oh. I saw that you guys reposted a video on TikTok where the guy was like, I don't know how the dude on the podcast keeps his
composure.
Wait,
can we talk about him? I hope he sees this. I what's his name? He's such a cutie. The guy who was like, oh, I don't know how Zach keeps his composure, like looking at Tara. And then you commented saying, why are you rolling your eyes? Because I get a compliment?
No.
You're jealous.
My contacts were in the back of my eyes and I had to get them back.
You don't wear contacts.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yeah, he does.
Do you?
Seems like you don't know me.
No.
How is that a big deal?
I've never seen you with glasses.
I don't own glasses, so that checks out.
Oh, yeah. What?
Yep.
Everyone should own a pair of glasses if you wear contacts.
Yeah. Thank you.
Do you sleep with them?
Yes, every night.
Do you really? That's really gross.
One time I didn't think it'd be. Okay, I didn't talk about what you did last night as gross, but
we could watching be a movie is not gross.
I once wore contacts for a year and a half without taking them out.
No.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? That's some gross activity.
But why?
But why, why is that
part of me? He also does it.
I do. I do.
When's the last time you changed out your contacts?
No, I change them out fairly recently. My eyes have been getting really dry recently, and I don't know why. Before, I never had a problem with it, but now sometimes my contacts get a little like dry.
And it's also not good to do that.
No, it's really bad for you, disgusting.
That's what everybody says, but I've been fine.
That's what I'm saying.
Can I send you the TikTok to put on the screen?
Yeah.
I'm still using contacts from the first time I ever bought contacts.
Are you joking? How old are you? Are they one days?
Yeah.
You guys are sleeping in
mine are 2 weekers.
That's
better. Thank you.
You're sleeping in your one days?
Yeah.
My mom's friend had to go to the hospital.
If an optometrist is watching this right now, oh my God, my optometrist is so cute. If an optometrist is watching this right now, please weigh in because that's fucking disgusting and so bad for your retinas, I bet.
The last time I went to the optometrist, I brought like my contacts with me to put them in afterwards. And the optometrist looked at it and they're like, they don't even make these anymore.
And you were like,
Jared.
You're trying to gaslight him. They're like, do you change your contacts? All the time.
Every day.
These were twice the first contacts ever produced. Do you think that's
wait,
a problem?
That's really gross, you guys.
Thank you.
Oh, wait. And really bad for you.
Can I tell you why I justify it?
Okay.
And it has no bearings on anything. My sister, who's a doctor, does it too, but she's an OBGYN.
What does a vagina doctor have to do with your eyes?
A vagina doctor can do anything. Vaginas can do anything. Feminism.
Wait, your sister's an OBGYN?
Correct.
My OBGYN died. I need one.
Oh my God.
Do you want I could FaceTime and hold the phone.
Oh, she lives somewhere else.
Kentucky.
I don't think I'm gonna fly to Kentucky to get my hoo-ha checked.
I could just look at it and describe it to her in great detail.
I'm okay.
Why?
Here's the TikTok that we're talking about, right?
Oh. Bro, I don't get it, bro. Y'all know Tara Yummy? How the hell does that dude, I forget his name, but he's on the podcast, on the Dropout podcast.
It's Jared.
How is he keeping his composure around her? The second she looks into my eyes, she'll see my soul and I'll fold.
I love the way he says fold.
I love the way he's like, who's that guy on the Dropouts podcast? It's literally your podcast. And he's like, Tara Yummy on the Dropouts podcast. Who's that guy again? I love it. I love it. And also he's so cute. And you know what's really funny is like, I feel like he's like a gym bro. Gym bros fucking love me. The only guys that are in my DMs are gym bros. It's never like, or military men. It's never like someone that I would like. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I got really excited about this because I have like zero male audience. So when I get a smidge of attention, I'm like, oh my God.
You have eclipsed quite a feat of gaining a considerable audience in a short amount of time.
What, do you have a word count on this fucking essay?
Dude, why is he talking like a fucking weirdo?
It's MLA format. Sometimes I like to let my brain breathe a little bit. Sorry, guys.
Okay, go for it. What's
that been like?
To be honest, it feels like my hard work of 4 years has finally paid off. Because I have been doing YouTube for 4 years. So it's like, oh my God, finally. Like I'm getting a little bit of recognition. So it's kind of nice. And I'm really grateful for it.
You've been getting blacked out drunk on weekends like since probably you were 12. And it's good that it finally.
My party girl era. Finally people are oh my God, I love it.
I did see an edit on my For You page of you partying. Like from your birthday videos.
Yeah, no, that's literally, I feel like that's what people like think of my aesthetic. They're like, oh, like party girl. Which is, I mean, it's not untrue. Like, I get it. Like, I'm crazy. But, like, even Tana, like, posted a TikTok and she was like, I want to be my Tara Yummy era. Do I go unhinged again? I'm like, if Tana's saying, she's like, I'm unhinged, I'm like.
In your mind, if she says that, does that mean you should probably reel it in a little bit or you go?
Yeah, no, she kind of yelled at me in my video. She was like, that's not okay. Like, when I told her what I did on Friday night, actually, you were there. And she was like, that's not okay, Tara.
What were you doing, Zach?
I don't remember.
You were there too.
What were you doing?
I
don't remember.
It was like 2 Fridays ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Oh.
You know what's really scary?
What?
You're an actor. And the fact that you can just cry on command.
Oh, no. I was just saying how he's a fucking sociopath.
I would never be able to trust somebody.
Right.
Oh, I did book a movie. I don't know if I mentioned that.
That's insane.
Oh, that's congratulations.
I wonder if I have to cry on it. Maybe. It's some kind of horror movie, I think, or thriller.
Ooh, your favorite.
Alyssa, help me tape it.
Are you like acting for the like that you don't know?
No, I knew. I just wanted to. Okay. I just wanted to.
I like how she's like, why are you being so fake, dude?
Yeah, because in my head, I'm like, do I fake a congratulations? Like, I called it, like, we talked about it on the phone already.
I didn't know if I told you or not, so I thought you were excited. Well,
listen, most of the time you don't.
Okay. Yeah, why don't you tell Jared things?
What do you mean? He's my best acquaintance. We talked about, dude, we talked about taxes today. We got taxes. Deep. Yeah, we got real
that's
deep.
That's deep.
It's so deep.
That's the biggest conversation we had today. It was about taxes.
Just like this. Do you two peas in a pod.
Do you think IRS watches this?
No.
Just in case.
Go to TikTok and look up Bryce Dallas Howard, like fake crying. She just did one of those, like the... She answers the internet where like they peel off like the Google.
You
things.
Get no more likes.
God damn it. Where they peel off the Google strips or whatever. And one of the things, one of the questions was, can Bryce Dallas Howard cry on command?
Who's Bryce Dallas Howard? Why don't I know any of these people?
You just came from me for be like, what's your word count on this? Brother, you just
land the plane.
because I'm like,
you just rewrote the Bible.
I know what I want to say, but I don't know how to say it. Yeah, I get excited.
Anyway,
one of the questions was if she can cry on command, and then she explains how to do it while she's doing it, and it's pretty insane.
Conan O'Brien? No, I mean, like, was it
Dallas Bryson Dallas Tiller?
Howard. Who is that?
Can Bryce Dallas Howard cry on command? I don't know. Should we test it out? We should test it out. Okay. So I'm going to try to cry on command. So it's not something that takes a tremendous amount of effort. Basically, what happens is as I'm talking, I just let myself like lift my soft palate. It gets myself like my voice starts to tremble a little bit. It's purely technical. It's not at all something that I'm feeling. I'm not feeling upset right now, like whatsoever. But it's just, you know, it looks like I'm getting really upset. But I'm not. And so, yeah, no, I can definitely, without question, anytime you want me to, I can cry on command, okay?
That's literally Zach.
But isn't that insane? It went from like a normal interview to it looks like her fucking dog just died.
It maybe it did too. Whoa.
No. I would start squaring up. I'd be like, yo, Dallas.
Who is that?
She's an actress.
So talented. What's she in? She doesn't even look familiar to me, which is crazy.
I know her from Spider-Man 3, where she played Gwen Stacy.
Jared has never seen her in anything else.
No, I've seen her in other stuff.
Do you think we'll get flagged for that?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Thank you.
I guess we'll find out.
Oh, if you think we're done with these games, you got another thing coming, because Alyssa's got something else for you. Alyssa? Yeah? Announce it like you're a life in you.
So I have red or green flags, right? But I also
I'm not playing that again.
I hated
that episode, and I'm getting so much fucking hate from it. Like I told you, I would. I don't want to play this game. I'm done. I will literally walk off this podcast.
I also have cute or cringy.
That's easy. Which one's easy?
I don't even want to do this.
Cute or cringy?
I like emo smash or pass.
Let's just see what cute and cringy has.
Debates.
Oh, I love dropouts debates. Let's do cute and cringy first. Cringy.
I saw another podcast do this, and
which one are we stealing from?
Well, I didn't steal their like cute or cringy things, but I liked the idea of the game. It was the Relatables. They're two British dudes. I don't know. They're really funny. So, anyways,
wait, my butt's kind of hurting now. It's like,
dude, nothing can make you happy. Do you want
it's
no
from
stool
my tattoo.
Now?
It's just like kind of itchy.
The
like,
one where your cousin did it.
Okay.
Cute or cringy?
Cute or cringy. When they write, I love you in the sand.
Cringy.
That's cringy. My parents do that all the time.
And they're the most in love I've ever seen people.
They're so in love.
That's cute.
I
think a big part of this is how much in love you are with someone
else. Okay. Yeah. Because if like someone you don't like did it, any of these are going to be cringy. But if someone you're like, I'm trying to think of like a time where I was really in love and I'm like, okay, well, if someone did this, would I think it's, I think it's still that's cringy.
Hey, Jared, if we were on the beach and you had no shoes on and you were just writing, I love you with your toe and I was just.
It's cringy. I feel like even if you're in love, it's cringy.
No.
I'm with Tara on this one.
That's cute. Like, okay, imagine,
no.
Just okay. Imagine this. You're sitting
Zach,
down.
You're such a softie.
Yeah, and I wish I could get it hard. Okay. No. Imagine you're sitting there with your significant other, or maybe it's new and it's lovely, or you're on the beach, whatever it is. And you guys are kind of just watching the ocean, and the sun's starting to set, and she lies her shoulder, or see, she lies her head right in your shoulder, and you kind of hold hands a little bit, and with the other hand, she just kind of goes out and just does a quick I heart you, and kind of looks at you.
I heart you, or illy is different than I love you.
Also, that's like on a small scale. I was picturing like taking a stick and like writing on the entire beach.
That's pretty hilarious.
What
have they been doing for so long? He's been writing.
It reminds me more of 2016. You know those pictures on Instagram where you put your handy holding and like
the in the waves. Sand.
You guys have never felt something with somebody special, clearly.
Maybe not. Maybe that's why
I'm broken. I have, and I still don't think that's cute.
If you're just sitting there, just I love you, and then he,
no,
you guys don't know what love
I'm gonna
is.
Say cringe.
Cool.
Okay.
Well, I think it's the cutest thing I've ever heard.
When they spray their cologne on your pillow so you can smell them later.
Guilty.
I do that if a girl leaves and they want to use a hoodie, I'll spray it on there. So.
Oh,
fuck that's boy behavior.
Fucking smooth.
No.
Oh, he's like, dude,
I'm taking notes.
He's like, dude, can I have a hoodie?
That's fuck boy behavior.
Wait, why?
It just is.
But
it's the same thing as the pillow. Is
you,
it
you offered me a sweatshirt.
And?
Okay, Jacob. No, but I'm thinking.
That one took a second to register.
Me too. My sweatshirt.
But if. Hey, take a breath. You're going to bust your teeth on the mic. All right. Let's take a second. The worst joke I've ever said on this podcast. And she's
the hardest reveling she's ever laughed.
It gives me full on the I didn't register. I was like a lordy. And then I was like Jacob from Twilight.
How does this make you feel, Zach?
It's not good. Not good. No, take your time, obviously.
I don't get it.
Jacob Sartorius has a song called Sweatshirt.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
And that's okay. Okay.
Damn, that really, yes,
that really got her.
I think it was more so the pause the second we got it. What were we talking about?
Oh, I don't know.
Spraying cologne.
Oh, yeah. No.
You just said yeah to begin with.
You're yeah,
like,
no.
I do that.
Oh, on a pillow, yeah. To be like, I smell like
why'd
this.
You change your voice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Valley girl.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't thinking like a hookup situation.
No. This is like.
Yeah, but if you like. Yeah, what's wrong with that? I feel like it's not F-boy behavior.
This isn't about a sweatshirt. We're talking about pillows here.
Yeah, cute or cringy?
I think it's cute.
It's not on a pillow?
It's pillow. Yeah.
Oh, then yeah, that's cute.
I've never thought to do that, actually.
I think it's a little crazy, and I'm guilty of it. Where, like, I spray my perfume on someone.
You're doing it in a malicious way. Like, if another girl comes over.
That's like, she's the equivalent of, like, a dog peeing on something. Oh, like, marking her territory. Yeah.
I've also done it with a stuffed animal. You give someone a stuffed animal, you ch-ch-ch, or a letter or something.
A letter I like. Okay. Yeah.
A letter I like. I do like letter. Okay.
That's so romantic to like write someone a letter.
That is pretty. God, I'm taking notes because Valentine's Day is coming up.
Ooh, do you have a Valentine?
Have you asked her to be your Valentine?
No, not yet.
It's kind of how sick.
How soon do you have to? I thought that was like a day before thing.
No, because you need to know if you have plans or not. I say today is perfect. It's a week before Valentine's Day.
Seeing her today.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, you should ask her to be your Valentine. Can we?
Wait, who put on the podcast? Can she come in and be like?
Wait, do we need something? What do we give you? You need a heart? We'll make you crafts.
Oh, should me and Zach make arts and crafts for you?
Yeah. I feel like he should do it.
Yeah, but you could just pass it off as his own.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm really good at artists.
I was going to say it's going to be really good, so I don't know if you could pass it off.
All right, dude.
You should take her to him or whatever to the sand and do I love you in it.
With a big old stick.
Yeah. Yeah, with Drake's.
Might be a little too soon for that.
Stick. Cool.
Next.
When you sit on the same side of the booth.
Oh,
cute.
No, I hate that. God, I hate that.
Nothing I hate more.
God, just sit across from me so we can have a conversation like fucking normal people.
Shoot me while I'm looking down the barrel.
No, it's cute.
It's not.
I did it with my ex-boyfriend. I've done it on dates now. I think it's cute. And I think it's like endearing to just be next to that person because sitting across from them, I have to yell, you know, to talk. I don't like
it. Trust me, you could just talk. We'd hear you. But what I do.
I think it's cute. Wow, this is weird. I'm saying cute and you guys are saying cringe.
Yeah.
I think it's cute. I don't understand the cringiness of it. Like just.
All I know is.
Sit on the same side. I like it.
I get a visceral reaction when I walk into a restaurant and I see it. I go, okay, we get it. And I like to be across from them, look them in the eyes, talk about something.
No, I like to like look at them that close to, like, you know what I mean? Again, this all depends on how much you love someone, I think. Or like someone.
No, I don't think so.
No.
Oh.
It's how comfortable you are with PDA.
I don't like PDA. I hate PDA. But do I want to sit on the same side of the booth? Yeah, because I just feel like closer to that person. I feel like even if I'm with a friend, I kind of like sitting on the same side of the booth.
That's crazy.
I don't know. I just like being close.
I wouldn't say it's like cringy. I just don't like it.
Wow. That's crazy that like I'm the only one who
says
that.
What do you think?
I was going to say I don't love it, but when I see people do it, I'm like.
You know what's crazy? When I see people do it, I don't like it, but yeah. I like doing it.
So you're one of those people.
I'm one of them.
A hypocrite.
A hypocrite.
Honestly, though, I feel like if I'm like, even at like dinner with like Jared, I'm like, oh, do you want to sit on the same side?
Hell no. If you ever suggested that.
I like my elbow room too. I like to get into that steak.
Yeah.
That's another thing. Big on personal space.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry.
I get it.
But no, we totally believe, you're validated.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Butterfly kisses.
Cringe.
Is that what the eye one?
Yeah.
Or Eskimos like this,
Eskimo's
right?
Eskimo's nose. Yes. Eskimo butterfly kisses. Butterfly kisses.
Yeah, it's cringe.
Oh,
if a guy did that to me, I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Butterfly scares me for pink eye reasons.
Where are you giving her butterfly kisses? Near her asshole?
Like near her third eye.
Look at eyes. We said. I like when you get excited because you just like unhinge the mouth like an anaconda about to eat a full alligator.
It's just like that scene from Pennywise when he.
I do open my mouth a lot when I get excited.
I don't get it. She throws up. Yeah, I'm not for this.
It's just awkward, yeah. I feel like.
But boy, will I go in there and kiss and give you one of these.
Oh, I love Eskimo kisses.
I'll give you a little Rudolph.
Ew, are you fucking kidding me right now?
What? Wait, you don't like Eskimo kisses?
A little snorter?
If someone comes and rubs their nose against me, I'm like, what are you doing, dude?
I agree with Tara.
No, it's not
maybe
like
I gotta stop giving Eskimo listen, kisses.
I honestly feel like it's something I used to do with my mom as a kid. So it just reminds me of like my family. It doesn't feel romantic to me. It feels like something like cute with my family. I just don't feel like
it's like, more like you kiss or made out and like it's at the end and you just give them like a little 1-2 back.
No, no. Sorry. I would literally leave. I would literally leave.
Have you ever had a Hoover?
What?
A vacuum?
No, a Hoover. Do you know what a Hoover is?
What's a Hoover?
Can
like
I give you a Hoover?
Oh my God. I think I know what a Hoover is.
Can I give you one?
I need to know what it
doesn't.
Is.
We don't kiss.
No.
No, I swear we don't.
The fact that he has to start with that, no.
No, but I swear in my life we don't kiss.
What is
we
it?
We will not touch lips. Can I give you a Hoover?
No. What is it?
And I can't tell you.
Dude, tell me what is it?
Is it where you put your mouth like over their nose?
Do not do that to me.
And you breathe out as much as you can. Yeah. So like, it's like a joke when you've been in a relationship for a while. Like you go for a kiss and then you put your mouth over and go. And then it's.
If I let you do that and then.
It's the Hoover.
I'm so glad I said no. God damn, I would ew. Yeah. I know.
It's not pleasant. It's more of like a finger up the butt that girls do. I hate that. Don't touch my butt.
You got a finger up the butt?
No, not like that. But like, you know, like you'll be walking up the stairs and they'll poke you. I'm like, dude, I'm trying to live my life. And I'm a sweater. So chill.
Ew.
Thank you.
It's weird because
I don't want to think about your sweaty butthole.
On here, Hoover says it's emotional abuse or emotional blackmail.
Are you serious?
In slang.
Checks out.
Because a Hoover is a vacuum. So that it makes sense. But then the slang version is blackmail.
I think I got it from, I used to watch BF versus GF back in the day.
Oh my God, I loved them.
And I'm pretty sure
Jesse and Gina.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they did it to each other.
Never heard of them.
What? They were like the couple on YouTube back in the day. And they like are still friends, which is great. They were
cute.
Up. Yeah, it was like prank versus prank.
Wearing jewelry with their name on it.
Oh, that's cute.
That's cute.
What?
There's no way you think that's cringy.
I used to have like a letter. I think a letter is cute.
Yeah. You still have that Z I got you.
No, that's yours. I used to like have one for my ex.
I was left here.
I used to have one for my ex. I think a letter is cute, but I would never wear someone's name on my neck.
Depends on the name. Like George Washington. Like, imagine you're dating him. You got that across your chest?
I just put a dollar bill there. People would think I'm a stripper though.
Yeah. Well.
Or they think it's your birthday. Happy birthday.
Don't know why that correlates, Jared, but I was trying to back
you
up.
Oh, you guys didn't have the trend where you like pin a dollar to your clothes or something when you're in school and then people give you a dollar? Like that signifies it's your birthday?
What?
That wasn't a trend at your schools?
No.
Dude, kids would make fucking bank off of that.
I would have my birthday
every
third week.
Yeah.
Well, people would obviously remember. I was pissed though because my birthday.
Jared, no one's going to remember your birthday, dude. Come on.
I know it's in June.
It's in June.
June 1.
So I never got to do it at school.
This. June what? Oh, Jared's one of your good friends, right? Sit on the same booth, same time. When's his birthday? When's that boy's birthday?
June 20th.
Yeah, good job.
Thank you.
When's mine?
September 4th.
When's Alyssa's?
I didn't like how fast you answered his.
See, no, it's fine.
No, what is it? It's okay.
Can you give me a clue?
August.
Is it August?
Well, yeah, that's not a clue. That's just telling August 14th. Her what it is.
Yep, she nailed it.
Really?
29th.
No. Oh. When's my birthday?
July 31st.
Okay. I did do this.
Oh, thank you. Whatever.
She said thank you. She still said 14th. Thank you. She's like, 14.
No, she did that for him.
Oh,
idiot.
Okay. My bad.
Thanks for remembering.
Oh, wait. So you cheated?
Yeah, girl, I cheated.
God damn it.
Okay. Go pin a dollar to your shirt.
Playing dumb on purpose.
Oh, cringe.
Oh
cringe.
God.
God, no.
Cringe.
Oh, how do
I'm dumb enough as it is. I don't need to play dumb.
At least you know where
I
you
was
are.
Thinking about the pool thing I said the other day, where I was like, you're putting a pool in the garage. And it's just
rough.
Like, it's just like moments.
It's just
and immediately I was like, fuck, that's stupid.
You know what else is cringe? Not only just like playing dumb, but when people pretend to be like bad at sports.
Oh, especially.
I'm not pretending.
I don't like when I'm playing something with a girl and they don't take it seriously. Like
you're competitive.
But if you're
competitive.
Like, but if you're playing a
game.
But if you're not trying at something, it's like, oh, we're trying to play this game, but you're like, I don't care, whatever. I'm like,
that's me. That's literally
I'm like,
me.
It's fun.
Oh, I'm God. Sorry.
It's fun to try.
It's because it's not fun to try. I don't like games. I don't like competitiveness. I don't like sports. So it's like, don't ask me to do that.
You also don't like movies. What else don't you like?
I watched a movie last night. I just don't like watching movies with you.
Who was in the movie?
Jonah Hill.
And?
Miles Teller.
Okay. And what was the plot?
I told you, it was about guns. He's a massage therapist. And then his
don't
wife...
Don't tell me the first two scenes.
Like, you insinuate things that aren't true.
Oh, that's just to get a rise out of you. But you don't do a good
Zach
job.
Zach does love pushing buttons.
You know what I love doing that's, like, really annoying?
What?
Pushing all the buttons in the elevator.
Oh, you're a monster.
You know what Jerry likes doing? If you ever ride in a car with him and he's a passenger, he will not stop clicking and pressing every button while you're driving.
Really?
No, that's you.
Don't you think that's kind of childish?
You do that. You always, especially the hazard lights button, you always go for that. You go for the horn.
Is that true?
Yes.
Well, in LA, there's always a hazard somewhere, especially the air quality, hazardous. I got to put that on so people know.
No, he's the most annoying passenger to drive with because he will push everything. He's like shifted my gears before.
Okay, let's not bring sex into this. I'm
That's
sorry.
Not a nice thing to do.
Sorry for shifting your gears.
Thank you.
Ooh.
We made progress today.
Wow.
Next on Cute or Cringy. It's a long game.
When you changed your relationship status on Facebook.
I feel like that's not a thing anymore.
Boy, you haven't seen my mom's friends. They'll get in there. It gets messy too.
So like, oh wait, I have a question.
Okay.
And you know, if you don't want to put this in, don't put this in. But I'm saying like in the position you're in right now,
mm-hmm.
whatever that be, would you change it to?
Right now?
Complicated?
No.
No, you wouldn't change it.
It would still be single.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know how this whole dating thing works. I've been single for just like, you know, like 7-8 months. So I don't know. I don't understand the concept of like dating or seeing people. So I'm like, what's the right, like, I'm just psycho. So it's like, either I'm with you or I'm not. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
I'm like, I don't know the like.
Do you think there's an unwritten rule of being exclusive?
Yeah. I think it's just more like a moral thing.
Yeah.
Like a moral compass.
But if you don't have the conversation.
If you don't have the conversation, yeah, it's a little rough. It's a little gray area, I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because if I was in the other position, I'd be like, fuck. But then it depends on what position I'm in, right?
I'm sure you've done all of them.
Zach.
Yeah. What's up?
You're annoying today.
I'm annoying every day. You're just irritable today.
That's fair. I'll take it.
Wait, so what is... So you're saying your position kind of flip flops, like if you're seeing somebody.
So if I'm seeing someone and it's like I'm not as into them as they are into me, I'd be like, yeah, I could hook up with other people. Like we're not exclusive. But then if I'm more into them, because it's true. If you're not exclusive, you don't have that conversation, you guys are just like
You're just friends with benefits.
No,
at that
not
point.
Friends with benefits. No,
just
like
play
seeing
dumb,
someone.
Jared.
Like seeing someone.
Just play dumb.
I don't know. I just feel like, yeah, it's not fair, but I feel like I'd be from my, you know, it depends on the position I'm in. I don't know. I just think it's honest. It's
cute
honest
or
behavior.
Cringe. Oh, my dad's calling me.
What?
Whoa.
Again?
Dad? he actually needs to call him back.
Let's do one more and then go into the after school special because it's already 4:27 and you have.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a meeting at 5. Screech when they see a friend.
Cute. I feel like if I like to do that, I'm like,
cute. Yeah, I mean, yeah. A genuine joy doesn't bother me.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, we're good.
I'm not a fucking monster.
We're about to head to the Patreon episode. There he is.
Hi, gorgeous.
Is big man.
We're about to head to the Patreon episode. Obviously, Tara is going to get into what actually happened that dark movie night.
We just watched a movie. Dude.
You're going to get into it on the Patreon. That's just what you do.
I watched War Dogs.
We do the drunk episode. We do a bunch of stuff. You know, if you're not part of the Patreon, you're not part of the system. Jared has a PowerPoint for us that we're about to watch. Skylar's here. He's got his Zen pouches. We're out here living, baby. All right. Thank you for... Wait. I'm supposed to say this. Subscribe.
Subscribe. What else am I supposed to say? Comment. What should they comment?
Oh, comment.
Can I pick? Comment how pretty I look today.
Shut the... Comment your the best hookup movie and why.
Oh,
yo,
a good one.
That's insinuative. And I told you I just watched
Skylar's
the movie.
Is Zootopia. He just came down here. He's never made it through Zootopia.
That's true.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I remember that.
All right, bye.